We're back for another episode of Life in the Fast Lane. It is your CTO, Kyle Parks, here, and I'm sitting with the lovely, world-famous Nicholas Carlson.
Lovely. Lovely.
Lovely.
Lovely. Why is it, why do we always do British accents when we say lovely?
Oh, God, what's the thing? Whenever Sam and I are talking, we're like, oh, no, did we turn the oven off? It's like, we're not being like... It's just it's what we do in the shop.
I don't know about that.
You just mess around with crap.
Yeah, that's funny. I had no idea y'all did that.
Yeah, he called me this morning. He was like, oh, did you turn the oven off? And I was like...
No, but Craig did.
No, but I called Craig.
he told me.
I think we're good.
Yeah, no, he
Dude, those gearboxes came out glossy.
Oh, they get good. Of course they should be.
They look like a mirror.
I've had customers tell us, they're like, you guys have some of the prettiest equipment. Of all the landscape, because we use like high gloss black.
I have to work on two or three of the parts that we have, just getting different spots. Because I do a whole run through, especially textured. God, I hate textured. It comes out beautiful, but God, I hate spraying it because it has that reflective coating to it. So when you go to look at it, it looks like it's good. But it also blends in very well with the metal. So you can see when it's bare metal. Mm-hmm. But if it's light, it looks damn near like it was just sprayed perfectly. So there's a very fine balance of finding that right spot without going too far, and then it looks bad. Because then it gets like this weird bubbly clump. It doesn't run. Mm-hmm. It sits funny on the metal.
So the thing that you got to keep in mind with like comes to spraying, whether it's paint or powder...
I've gotten a good pattern.
Not just the pattern, but like I don't look at the when I'm spray painting something, or like I've only done a minuscule amount of powder, but when I do it, I'm not looking at the powder hitting the metal. I watch the mist it's about to hit the metal.
Yeah.
And I watch that, not so much because you can't really see how it lays on. You cannot see.
Well, that's why we pull it out, and we have this massive flashlight back there. So I always try to run around everything just in case.
I think by then you're screwed.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Some of the parts, the white panels, yes. Mm-hmm. The black uprights, not fully, because there's enough spacing between them, because they go up in like blocks, so you can reach through certain areas and you're pretty good. Mm-hmm. If it gets to the middle, that's when it gets a little tricky, but those, for some reason, I always get right.
When I was at a trade show, where was I? I think I was in Chicago. I saw the Toro Multiforce mulch force bucket thing, the thing they copied us on, and I just want to put that on the record. And
hey, if they're not being copied, you're not doing it right.
Right. So the bottom makes this there's this bent metal like trough thing on the bottom edges, I guess, for strength. And I haven't studied it that much, but it's just chintzy tin is what it is. It's not bulky at all. No powder, none, just rust. And
really?
I'm like, that's weird. So I go to the other side, look at it, same thing. And
rust.
I'm like, rust. I mean, there's no powder at all. None.
Interesting.
And then there was another mulch force somewhere else I saw on the show, and it wasn't rusted. It just didn't have any powder. And I'm like, you people will sit there and beat your Toro drum. Not Toro. Like, Toro's a company. It's great. They're trying to make things for people. I get it. And things do slip through the cracks. I get it. But these landscapers that are just sitting there just saying that, you know, Taurus is all high and mighty God. It's like, no, they're not. They're human just like the rest of us. And
yeah.
That's clearly a mistake. Clearly. So, anyway.
It's impressive that it made it onto the part if there was no powder on it.
Pride's been lost. Hence the name of today's show.
Here is your segue.
It's so today's show, we're calling it...
If only I knew which one was the Badooks.
Yeah, but don't. Hold on.
Will he's.
Ah! Got it!
He believed.
I just guessed. So I had texted Kyle and said, you know, the pride in America has been lost. And I was driving through Texas, going to the airport, and I was leaving Dallas. And the whole entire reason I was there was we have a customer down there. Really nice guy. His name is Justin. His right-hand guy is Todd. And they had an issue with their mulchmate rig. And I actually was going to be in Dallas, where they're located, on a connecting flight coming back from training Walmart.
Yeah.
And I just said, screw it. I'm going to get off. Instead of getting onto my connecting flight back to Maryland, I'll just book a one-way ticket out of Dallas for the evening. I'll swing by, make sure that they're taken care of, and make sure everybody's happy.
And that's in Arkansas?
Yeah, that was in Bentonville, Arkansas.
Okay.
Which is in the middle of nowhere, which we have customers there.
You love, like, everywhere we've gone that a Multimates have been, you're like, dude, there's nothing around here. There's a Taco Bell.
Yes. Like, when I flew in, I'm looking out, and I'm like, where is everything? And it's windy, and it's flat, and I'm like,
this isn't right.
This is weird. But it's crazy. Like, take Walmart out of the conversation. We have other customers in Bentonville, Arkansas.
Yeah.
Crazy. And I talked to him when I was there. It's crazy. But when I caught that connecting flight, or I got off the connecting flight in Dallas to go see Justin. So truth be told, Justin was pissed. Pissed. And I'm going to give you all full context. Just, I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus. At least you won't know who it is. But if this person's listening, you fucked up. And this person's no longer with our company. They were for a short period of time. And it's funny. The good fruit lasts, the bad fruit doesn't.
Yeah.
It always falls off. It's been that way my whole life. Like, when I was running my landscape company, people would come into my life, whether it was on a friendly level or on a business level, and they're like, yeah, this is so much fun. Like, I had this one employee, and he quit right before I sold. And he was great. Go get her, get things done, and then just fell off the wagon.
Yeah.
And it's been that way my whole life. So the good ones stay. Like, we'll use Sam, for instance. Sam's been with me since he was like 16.
Yeah.
You know, and the reason I think it is because his parents, unfortunately, not to get too personal, got a divorce in like, he was like 15. He's now 27, something like that.
Yeah.
And I went to Sam and I said, Sam, here's the deal, dude. The situation you're in's rough. I've been there. Look for the consistency. If you can find the consistency, that's where you want to be. And I'm saying I've made it a point, but I've just been me, but I've always been his consistency. Always. Like, his mom's great. I love his mom. His dad,
she is pretty cool.
She's amazing. His dad, I used to call my second father, and he just kind of went sideways, and we don't talk anymore because I can't trust him.
Yeah.
Because he threw me under the bus. Either way. So, when it comes to business and all that, staying consistent is huge, and it's key, and it's kind of why we call this, you know, the pride's been lost, because this guy, Justin, back to this company in Dallas, he wrote, I'll tell you the whole story. I want to tell you the whole story because it's proof that, A, I'm not wrong. B, I am who I say I am, right? And we give our hearts here at Dawson Manufacturing. So this guy, Justin, goes out on a Friday night on a sponsored ad on Facebook and writes this ridiculous.
I think we actually read it, to be honest.
Maybe. Ridiculous. No, we didn't. I deleted it right away.
Are you sure?
I know I did. I deleted it literally right away. It was long, and it was ignorant.
Oh, no. I read it, but I don't think we read it on here yet.
No. So he wrote this really ignorant, really long, really pissed off message on one of our sponsored ads. Now, keep in mind, when you do something like that, this is not the first time, and it won't be the last, I'm sure, but anybody that's listening to this, think about it. If you're going to write a really nasty, ignorant message on a sponsored ad, the only thing you're trying to do is hurt the business.
Yeah.
That's not what Americans should be doing to Americans. We shouldn't. If you have a problem, you go straight to them, right? And I immediately deleted the message and direct messaged him immediately. From the moment I read it,
yeah.
I didn't, and my response wasn't, you know, F you, you're a piece of shit, you know, blah, blah. I just said, hey, I just read your really nasty message. I hear you're upset. We should jump on a call and figure this out. I don't understand why you're in this state. Last I heard, you were in good hands and everything was fine. And I was very, very upset about it. Like, I had a hard time sleeping that night. That was a Friday night. So Saturday I get up and my kids are like, I want to go to Cracker Barrel. I'm like, let's go to Cracker Barrel. So we get in the car, go to Cracker Barrel, and this is festering on my mind. And
yeah.
I want to message, because okay, the guy that was in the morning Friday. So like Friday night, I want to message him and be like, hey, dick licker, you know, why didn't you message me back?
Yeah.
And he's not doing it, and he's, you know, he sees it, he's read it, he's not responded, And I'm sitting there just, it's eating me up because I care.
Yeah, fighting fire with fire doesn't always need to be the case. You need to, you fight fire with a fire extinguisher. That's how you put it out.
He was fighting with fire. I was fighting with facts.
Yeah.
You know, and I was trying to be helpful and be like, hey, like, let's rectify this.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, he did that because he was being a peckerhead, trying to hurt my business.
Yeah.
So then Saturday morning, I get done eating with breakfast with my family at Cracker Barrel. One of the worst breakfasts I've had at Cracker Barrel. It was terrible. And then my kids love to go to the gift shop, and they just like to just look around. And I got them two little toys, and they were happy. So as I'm paying for it, my phone rings. And it's got his name on it. And I'm like, son of a bitch. I'm like, all right, okay, I got to pay for this. I got to take care of my kids, and I'm going to answer this phone call. I can't let this go. And so I answer it. I'm paying for it, and I'm talking to the guys. And first thing right out of the gate, they're heated. They are heated. And I'm like, guys, you just called me 9 o'clock on a Saturday morning without any notification. Like, again, dick move. You should have messaged me back, set a time up during the week, and we could have handled this like men. Instead, you're basically backdoor attacking me.
Trying to ruin my day.
Trying to ruin my Saturday. And there's no need for any of this. Like, you're purposely being a dick. Don't do that. So, whatever, I know how to overcome all this. I will always win. Give me enough time, I'll win. So, we have the conversation. I let them just cuss and piss and moan and bitch and relieve all their pressure out of their system. And this is how I handle it. I always let people just go.
Yeah.
And so, they're just blurting out all these frustrations. And I'm like, okay. I literally said, are you done? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, okay, are you ready for resolve? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, because I now have all the data that I think I need. I think I know exactly what's wrong. And they're like, okay, cool. And I said, just take some pictures and send it to me. And I guarantee you I'll be able to pick them apart and find the issue. I always know the issues. I always know them. So that was Saturday. I left for Bentonville, Arkansas on Monday. My connecting flight, so I flew to Dallas, then flew to Arkansas. I handled Walmart Monday. Tuesday, got up, left at like 9:30 in the morning, flew to Dallas, got off the plane, rented a car, drove to those boys. I told them Monday, I said, I'll be at your shop Tuesday. And they're like, you're shitting me. And I'm like, no. Like, if there's
let's go.
I'm not going to be the weak link. I have pride. And going back to what we were talking about earlier, Kyle, the whole, you know, America's lost, you know, the pride has been lost. It's so sad to me. And you and I just had a little disagreement earlier, not like an argument, but it's about something else we'll get into in a minute.
Yeah.
But I personally feel that a lot of the pride in this world has been lost to comfort. Comfort is the devil.
Yeah.
And it is the thing that slows everything down. Everything in this world has been... The reason there's innovation is because there's been a pain, and that pain gets fixed by not being scared of, you know, assessing the problem, figuring out the problem, and then solving the problem. And those three things are very difficult, very difficult. So if you can learn how to solve those things, you win. So I went down to these guys, looked at their rig, and it was, I mean, you want to talk about just death by a thousand cuts. That was this. There was issue. So MulchMate, there was nothing wrong with MulchMate. Zero. They have a DMT trailer.
Yeah.
And there was some issues with the trailer that Belmont had screwed up on. Now, not an excuse, but it was early on. There was like a couple small things that were off. And the biggest one of all was the plastic in the on the walls of the trailer.
Yeah.
So we shingle them like this, right? So the flap on the front side of the container lays over top of the sheet in the back, so as the mulch slides through, it doesn't catch it. It's like a shingling.
Were they flipped backwards?
They had, so a bolt had been removed, lost, broken something, and it was like this. Yeah. So as the mulch was going through it, it was doing this,
catching it.
Yeah, and putting an enormous amount of strain on the system. And I'm like, oh my god! I mean, it blatantly obvious what's going on, and I start explaining all these different things. Oh, and just so y'all know, listening, this is the level I take it to. I had figured out Monday morning what I thought I was going to need before even showing up, I never got pictures. I still don't have pictures of their rig. But I'm like, I think I know, because I told you I know.
You have the image in your head of what's going on.
Right. Well, I heard what they said, and I'm like, that's only this, this, or this.
Yeah.
So I had gone ahead and talked to the team when I was in Arkansas and said, I need this, 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 overnighted to this company in Dallas. I need you to get it shipped out, and I need it to beat me there. So by the time I show up to Justin's place, all my parts are there. They're there. Trailer's out and ready to be worked on. The mulch mates swung wide open, and they looked at me and they're like, your parts beat you here, and I just talked to you Saturday. And I'm like, you literally waited one business day. You made this ignorant comment on Friday, and I'm literally there Tuesday.
Yeah.
Now, it just so happened to work out that way, and I was able to figure it all out. Oh, and by the way, all this flight changing I did, I had my father and I went to the racetrack on Saturday to watch my cousin race in Dominion down in Virginia.
Yeah.
The entire hour and a half drive to the racetrack, Craig, my father, is on the phone switching all these flights around and figuring it all out and getting it all dialed in. So, like, the amount of effort that was put into getting me there to get this customer corrected, that, wow, my phone went off. That's
really loud.
That's rare to hear. I always have it on silent. My father and I both spent at least 2 hours getting things figured out, then had the team figure out all the overnight stuff, got it overnighted, took care of the customer, and when I left, the customer literally texted me and was like, that is unbelievable. Yeah. It's unbelievable you did what you did, because, okay, I had to dig and dig and dig to figure out what was wrong, and then at the very end, I said, okay, I want to know where the disconnect was, because this customer didn't use their machine for over a year.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't working. And I'm like, okay, first off, the machine did work. The machine was fine. There was nothing wrong with the mulch mate at all. And I want to make that point clear. It was other outside factors. It was how they were using it. They really showed me they didn't care at all.
Were they just rough, or was it that they were just...
So, like, the UHMW panels... there was 8 inches of soil between it and the wall.
Oh, geez.
So the panels are sitting, you know, cockeyed.
Yeah.
The one panel's reversed. The trailer wasn't being charged. The truck, there was no truck charging harness installed in the truck, so it wasn't getting... the mulch mate was just full of crap. They were literally doing everything they could to fuck it up. Trying to fuck it up.
That's and I'm crazy. Like,
again, no pride in what you're doing. Like, I'll give you another, for instance, when I was there.
They're like, oh, cool, this will make our lives easier. And then once they got to the point where it's like, okay, well, something's wrong, but we're not going to figure it out, F it, and then they just ditched it.
Yeah, and then they never called us. They said they did. They didn't. They did call. We had a sales guy in Texas. We now have a new sales company, a dealer in Texas, Best Tex.
They pushed a lot, too.
What's his name again? Monty. Jeez, I lost it there for a second. Monty is the owner of Best Techs. He's an amazing cat. Spent a lot of time with us in Kentucky. He actually did the right things where he invested in inventory. He invested in his knowledge base by being in Kentucky to learn how to sell. And they're trying to push the social media deal, which we share online, which is great. So I really want to see Best Techs really get things fired up, because I think Texas is going to be a massive market, at least his area.
With a lot of their construction too, like Tom was saying, that I mean, Austin and Houston are just growing insanely
massive.
But with that, they need better soil, so they're going to need a shit ton of top dressing.
Yeah, and contractors don't give a shit about anything. They just throw sod down and leave.
Yeah.
And that's it. So, yes, I think there's going to be a huge market there, and I think Monty's going to be at the forefront of it. Just really good folks down there. So if you guys want to follow Best Techs down there, please do. They are our first dealer in Texas. I don't know exactly their territory.
One sec.
What?
I'll look it up.
No. I mean, like, for us, like how far will they service? I don't know those numbers. I can't remember all that. So anyway, I end up leaving this customer, Justin and Todd, in a really good spot. We really dove deep. And there was another guy there, the main mechanic guy that helps Todd. His name is Harley. Really nice guy. A Texan. Like, hard, you know.
Cowboy hat.
So you talked about earlier the whole calluses on your hands and all that, right? Mm-hmm. We talked about that. Was that on the podcast or was that before the podcast? think it was before.
It wasn't on this one.
Yeah, so we were talking about, you know, when you shake someone's hand, you can feel the calluses in their hands, and you can tell they work hard. That has been lost.
The San Angelo area of Texas.
Yes, they are. Yes, that's what it is. I don't even know where San Angelo. I think it's West Texas, isn't it?
I'm going to look at a map.
I can't remember.
I know Maryland. I don't know Texas
very well. No, I don't know Texas either very well. I'm learning. But we're just talking about, you know, we're talking to Gator, the episode two before this one, I think it was. I was on the phone with him before we jumped on here, and we were talking about, he's like, what are you going to do podcast on today? And I said, you know.
Whatever Kyle tells me.
Yeah. No, you have a whole list. So it's all about, you know, the pride has been lost, and the trades are going to die. They're literally going to die because people have forgotten how to conversate. They have forgotten how to work hard. They now have this premise in their head of, well, I don't need to work that hard. And the reality of it is that you should. You don't have to do it forever. Like Gator and I are both in situations now where we don't have to work as hard. I don't have to go in the shop, but I can at any moment's notice. I can.
San Angelo is like 3.5 hours northwest of San Antonio.
And San Antonio is way down there.
Yeah.
Way, way south. Okay.
So it's, yeah, essentially you have Dallas, Houston, and Dallas, Houston, and Austin kind of make that triangle. Mm-hmm. They're on like the complete opposite side of Houston. If you like flipped
that's
the triangle.
Like a dust bowl over there, I thought.
Oh, it's a dust bowl.
I need to go over there. I need to visit Monty and Best Tex. I think that'd be cool. I mean, they're really good folks. They've got a really nice system there. They sell like herbicides and pesticides.
Yeah, I saw that.
And equipment
and grills.
They have a nice they have a nice outfit out there. And Monty's the type of guy that super smart, knows how to run a business. I think if there was a way to clone Monty, I think he'd be great because there's just not enough of him.
Yeah.
To go around and we a lot of great people that have a lot of great skill sets are that way. The more Monty's, the better. Yeah. but the whole pride deal, right? Like, okay, I'll tell you where Kyle and I to finish off the guy in Dallas. So I leave there, I get a text message, and he's like, "What an incredible experience with your company." And I said, "Well, now you weren't working with a outside single individual rep that we used to have that clearly didn't care."
Yeah.
No offense to him. Like, as a person, I like him.
They were just chasing a dollar.
They were chasing a dollar, and they thought it was going to be an easy ride, and it's not. Typically, things that look great are hard. Mm-hmm. Like Tesla, not easy.
No.
Not at all.
SpaceX. Very not easy.
Very not easy. And it looks on the outside, looks cool, and it looks like it's profitable, and it will get there one day, but it's going to take an ass beating to get there.
Mm-hmm.
For real. So, so that whole experience, we close that up. That customer's up and running. They're happy as shit. I just took, literally, this is what the dude told me. He said, "I'm going to take this piece of shit to Ritchie Brothers." That's how much I freaking hate this trailer and mulch mate. And I'm like, do you realize, like, no one says that?
Yeah.
Nobody. And when I got there, I get why he felt that way. But A, a lot of it was self-induced. B, Belmont had done a couple things wrong. C, this rep just did not care.
It's like when G&M got here, it was like, yeah, everything's good, you know, self-induced problems, but
yeah, and that's gonna happen.
Yeah.
And you just have to be there to support them. So we did it with G&M. There's a podcast coming out on them, or it already came out.
It'll come out one before this one.
Yeah, so I hope you guys enjoyed that one with Graham and PJ. Those boys were fan freaking tastic.
Kept wanting to call them Grand for some reason, but Graham. I'm like, I'm just gonna let
G R A H A M.
Yeah, the last Graham I knew, he lived in Australia.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a good friend of my aunt, and he was here on a work visa, but he was cool.
Nice guy. But so yeah, okay. So now you know how that story ended out. It ended up, you know, I took somebody that was, I mean, freaking pissed.
You took pride in your product, yourself, and your work.
Well, yeah, and I have a standard, mm-hmm. right? I have a standard that I will not sway off of. I won't. Now, the only thing that'll pull me off of it is cash. If somebody in a situation needs to pony up some cash and they're not willing to do that, I have another customer down in Florida that is a dick. And he just thinks that because we make some kind of improvement or new technology for a mulch mate that he just deserves it. And it's like, go tell Samsung that. Go tell Ford that, right? Like, the Model T versus my truck today is not anywhere close.
I feel like Jamie and Craig were talking about this.
Was it yesterday?
Okay.
Yeah, and it's like
I overheard it, and I'm like, what is going on? Why are they, like, barking? And then I got it, like, I kind of overheard the conversation, and I'm like, oh, they're just talking about somebody just wanting something because they're like, oh, I deserve it for free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's those people out there, and you cannot fix some of these people. It is
can't fix stupid.
You can't. Now, I will tell you this. Let me give everybody listening a bit of advice. And I'm normally am not the one to say, I'm going to give you advice, but I'm going to tell you.
I'm going to tell you what's
what. I'm going to tell you what to do in this one. So, Graham. Graham and PJ, self-inflicted wound. Okay? They did something stupid, and they called, and instead of calling me, lying to me, because I'll know.
Yeah.
As soon as I see the machine, I'll know. And you can't pull the wool over our eyes.
What's like numbers in business, you can't lie about the numbers.
Dude,
that kind of thing.
A good businessman can look at a P&L and be like,
something's fucked.
That category, wrong. Something in there is wrong.
Yeah.
Because they're just that good at it. And that comes with time. So let me tell you where Graham went correct. Graham did this right. He came in, not necessarily tail tucked between his legs, but just like, hey, have an issue. It's making this noise.
Here's what happened.
Here's what actually happened. And it's like, okay. And you know what? When we charged him literally cost.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't a big deal. We got it knocked out. And because he was a reasonable guy.
Yeah, Sam and Justin had the problem fixed in what?
An hour.
Yeah.
It was done. It was fixed. Done.
Then there was just a bunch of little stuff. But
there was little upgrades and things I was telling him about. And he's like, let's do it. Let's do that. Let's do this. And I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
And we got it done. And Graham is a happy, happy freaking camper. And because he came in with an honest, what is the word I'm looking for?
Approach.
Just his approach was very good. Very, very good. This other guy, Justin, he started off not so good. Not so good. And I had to.
No good, Mr. George.
I had to be a therapist for a period of time to get him to a reasonable position. And that's. That is that standard, the pride that I have, right, in this company. I'll give you the, for instance, Kyle and I were talking about earlier before we got jumped on here. I was bitching, and I listen, Kyle can disagree. He's his own man. He can do what he wants. I was on a flight coming back from Texas, and everybody on the damn plane's wearing sweatpants and a hoodie. Why? And you gave me a reason. Tell me your reason.
It's not that I disagree, but for my personal stance, one, if I'm traveling, like especially like road trips and stuff, I like just putting on sweatpants. I enjoy sitting in the car. I enjoy the aspect of the comfy drive, the, you know, speaking to Chloe, that kind, like that I enjoy. Or like if I'm on a flight, sweatpants to me, I don't know why. I just, when I get on a plane, it's just what's natural to me. Right. And I know where you're coming from, and I'm not saying that you're wrong or I'm wrong. I just think it's personal preference. But yes, there is pride lost when it comes to personal appearance. When people just throw on the same color sweatpants and t-shirt, yeah. But I also go down this route. The Zuckerberg kind of deal, you just throw on what's comfy or what you have. That way it's not something you have to think about.
So I take that approach. But I set a standard.
Yes, you do. And I normally put on like a nice graphic t-shirt with a nice pair of sweatpants, like nothing with holes in them or mm-hmm. things like that. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's trashy.
Right.
Right. I put on something nice when it comes to sweatpants or, you know, going out. So like a pair of joggers or something. Because they're more put together versus a pair of baggy sweatpants. Baggy sweatpants, I feel like there's you're kind of putting yourself in that a category per se.
I hear you. I'll give you my for instance. We drove to Kentucky 2 years ago. And do you remember what happened? We blew 4 or 5 tires.
Oh, yeah. That one.
So the reason I don't dress like that during road trips and all that is because I like to be prepared. I will not wear toe thongs, sandals. I won't wear them.
Trip flops.
Because I have been assaulted. I have been attacked. I have been... you know, I, you name it, it's happened to me.
Yeah.
And when the last time I got attacked was in a parking lot of a convenience store by 5 guys. I got jumped. And I was wearing blue jeans, I was wearing sneakers, and I was wearing a hoodie. And this little black kid jumps in my face. He's like, "You think you're big?" And I went, "Yep." And you're about to get your ass beat. And I beat their ass right there on the spot. I couldn't do that wearing baggy sweatpants and toe thongs, right? I am prepared to win at every moment of every day. Every day. No matter what.
It's funny. I go out. Even though I wear sweatpants, I still have my boots on because I'll know that, like, oh, I'm definitely going to run through the mud. I don't care if I have my shit kickers on or, I don't know, obviously, regular, like, running shoes or anything, because I try to keep them cleaner because otherwise Chloe will beat my ass, and I'd rather not get my ass beat. Is that Benjamin? It looked like Benjamin. Yikes.
Yeah. I don't know. Why?
Be fun to get him on a podcast.
Yeah, okay. But, yeah, see,
I'm actually going to, like, hop up and look. Keep talking.
No, you're good. So, personally, I really hate not being ready. I want to be ready to win at all moments of every day. Can't see him?
No.
You can take the headset off and go look.
I think I'm going to.
Oh, he's.
I honestly think it was Benjamin because I know his truck.
You love Benji. but that's. He's looking. He's looking. He can't see. I can't see. Get out of here. My thing is, like, when I go home, I don't change. I don't waste the time. I don't waste the thought, the time. I go home, I get straight to playing with my kids, I eat dinner, and then it's like yesterday, I grabbed the kids and drug them to a park because I was missing them and I wanted to play with them, but I was so tired of being in the house. I was like, I don't care how windy it is. Like, grab your coats, grab a second coat.
Dude, I was so tired. I'm still tired, actually, because
you look exhausted.
Oh, I'm beat. Woke up this morning, and I'm like, oh, do I listen to Sam and go in at 8? I'm like, no, I really need a vacuum because it was driving me nuts yesterday. So I came in and I vacuumed. I was glad I came in, but, yeah, dude, Maylin was up last night screaming because she was constipated, and then at the same time, we didn't go to bed until late because I got home late. So
it's miserable.
It was fun.
Oh, you're about to have
that one. I was also trying to find. We were trying to find another house to go look at, and that's just, you know.
Is the market, like, really bare right now? Like, not a whole lot out there.
It was weird. So it like spiked. I want to say on 3 weeks ago, and then it just went stopped.
It's weird.
And then a little bit pops up, but the problem is when they pop up, there's so many investors out there right now where they can just throw down a cash offer out their ass.
Sucks.
And you're like, fuck, like, we had a good offer on a house this weekend, and last minute the other offer was like, oh yeah, we'll do a cash offer, and I'm like, I can't touch a cash offer.
Nope.
You know, and my dad's like, oh well, you had more room in your budget, and I'm like, I do, but I don't want to go overpaying on a house that I don't feel like I have to overpay on.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the problem right now, is that very issue. It's just it's so frustrating. That's why I've just gave up on looking at houses for now.
Oh, you're going to go into Pride Lost. We looked at three or four homes, and you could tell from the pictures they were flips.
Mm-hmm.
So we go in, and the first one I had showed you a while ago, it was in like the Solly area, Glen Burnie area of Maryland. Mm-hmm. And you ever notice that when we say Maryland, we don't say Maryland, because that's how it is.
Maryland.
It's Maryland.
Maryland.
I don't know why that just came up. Anyway.
Spaz.
Yeah, literally. ADHD. I got 80 of them bitches.
You're a normal person.
All right. So, back to your regularly scheduled program.
More crutches to talk about.
Exactly. We go to look at it, and you could tell it was a fast flip. Mm. But as soon as we got there, the sump pump came on. So my dad and I are like, oh, shit, we're going to the basement, seeing how this shit is. And we go down there. You could see it slowly dripping in around the whole French drain because they did a French drain. And it was interesting because the house came onto the market, and then it popped off really quickly. And I was like, it doesn't say it was sold, so they just removed the listing. So they removed the listing, and then something else happened, and it came back up. I was like, okay, that was interesting. So you go look at it. You could tell that the basement had flooded or something because they had just previously went in and fully redone the whole basement. Mm. So that was interesting. But you can tell when they rush through these flips, because we looked at one this weekend, and for the steps going upstairs, they didn't take the tags off all the spindles. So there's tags on the whole freaking upstairs railing because it was all pieced together, and they just never took the time to pull it out.
Why would you not?
I don't know, but the carpet going up the steps, they didn't roll over the seam. Mm-hmm. So all the seams are open and you can run your hand across it and cut your hand. The basement, you can tell when somebody's goba spackle. Like, my dad's really goba spackle.
Yeah.
These guys weren't.
Yeah, most of them aren't. It's an art.
But it, dude, all these reno, like, they get in, they rush, they say, okay, we're going to put 20, 30 grand into it.
Yep.
And then they're going to run out and flip it for another 50.
Yep.
You know, and
I get it.
I get the business model, but do it fucking right.
Yeah.
Because every time we go in, because we look at the house, we're like, oh, this looks good, and the pictures look good and everything like that. And then you walk in, you're like, this is a piece of shit.
Right.
You know, and it sucks. And yeah, I know some goofy guy's going to go in there, and the wife's going to go, oh, this is perfect, I love it. And then they're going to go 5 years down the road, fucking air conditioning blew up.
Yeah. Basement flooded again.
Or, why is the paint peeling? Or it?
Well, it's a downward spiral that this country is seeing right now.
Yeah, and it, like, that's the one thing I love about my dad. My dad will go to the nth degree on details.
Right.
Like, when we did the he did the new rudder plates on the boat. Did I tell you about that?
Uh-oh.
So we have two engines on the boat, so you have two rudders steer the boat, and there's one piston that drives both because mm-hmm. there's a connecting rod in between it. Mm-hmm. So the starboard plate for the rudder was fine. The port one was a sponge. So you could literally step on it and went, like, it just went through. And he's like, I probably ought to replace that. But turns out there wasn't a key in it. So the key had, like, completely fallen through. Mm-hmm. So that rudder wasn't steering.
Mm.
So one rudder was steering everything, and the other one was just steering with the boat, mm. which was interesting. Mm. Kind of scary.
Yeah.
But to replace it, he had gotten a new piece of, I want to say it was quarter-inch thick stainless steel. Mm-hmm. And he's like, hey, can you cut it for me at work? And I was like, yeah, I'll see if I can use the plasma cutter. But I ended up not using it. I ended up just grabbing my grinder and running the grinder on it. And it went through a couple passes, and we were good. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he took the time to marking everything out. You know, he got his calipers out, made sure everything's right. And then the through bolsters on the outside of the boat, they had kind of rotted out.
Mm.
So he had put the bolts in for placement so that he can get everything right on the plate.
Right.
But then pulled the bolts out, and then this weekend or 2 weekends ago when we went down, he ended up putting in mold in putty,
mm-hmm.
and then put 2-4-D around the bolts so that the putty wouldn't stick to the bolts.
Mm-hmm.
It would just stick to the through hole and then kind of bond itself in there.
Mm-hmm.
So everything he does, he's trying to do it meticulously right, making sure it's good so that down the road it works. So the next project for the boat is doing lifters, but instead of using a magnet, he's like, I don't want to scar the surface when the magnet hits the lifter. Mm-hmm. He's like, I just want to get a pair of either, I don't remember if it's pliers or some sort of crimp that holds onto the lifter to get it in. Because mm-hmm. it's that one on a 454 where you can pull it out still in place versus having to take the whole set of heads off and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, well, we're going to do this together. So we'll figure it out and make it happen. But like when it comes to his woodworking stuff, mm-hmm. he's very good at going through the process of, you know, okay, we're going to sand it 3 or 4 times. Then we're going to run the resin on it. And then we're going to sand it. And then, or, you know, Barathane.
Yeah.
You know, he goes through the steps and the processes. If he has to fill a hole, he makes sure he gets the putty through and then sands it, makes sure he gets it one more time and then sands it so it's nice and flush.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's really good at that.
I think that's one of the reasons like MulchMate's so successful, is because my approach from day one was, we have to make this thing undeniable.
Yeah.
And every stone has been turned.
I don't know if I told you the other day, but I had a part that when I had sprayed it and I had gone through the whole rack and I was like, dude, this looks fantastic. I double checked everything. I even resprayed the backings just to make sure they were good.
Yeah.
But I guess I missed an angle on 1 or 2 of them.
Right.
When I miss a part now, I want to throw up because it makes me so, it makes me angry because I'm like, I went through all the steps to make sure I made it and I still missed it and it makes me very upset.
Yeah.
But I'm like, part of that kind of goes back to the pride of, like, if you didn't do it right, it should make you feel agitated or upset because you should have done it right the first time.
Yeah.
So.
For reals.
I don't know if I told you that the other day, but yeah, it I go through these moments where it's like you miss the spot and you're like, fuck.
It's frustrating.
Yeah. And I'm like, because I try to take pride in as much work as I do.
Yeah, absolutely. I know you do.
Now, clothes, I don't give a shit. I'm putting whatever on because it's easy.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's a pair of sweatpants.
Where?
It's a matter of what I'm doing during the day. That's what counts to me.
Wow. My phone is just like not going to work. I was trying to find something. You have your 1 year anniversary is coming up.
It already passed.
Did it?
Yeah.
Fuck. When was it?
Here?
Yes.
February 16th.
Shit.
Ish. Whatever it was, whatever that Monday was after my anniversary with, or yeah, after my anniversary with Chloe.
I gotta do better with that kind of stuff.
You're killing me.
I totally just suck.
I was actually gonna say it the other day, but I completely forgot. So it was the. I have to go back to last year because it was. Because Chloe and I got married, then we took the week to each other, and then it was, I came in, yeah, the 13th.
Of February?
Yes.
Jesus. Dude, it's crazy to think how fast time has flown. I'll have to work on that. The whole pride is now looked down upon, I think. Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
I think it's making a slight swing back because I was listening to Patrick Bet David's podcast the other day and it was about Super Tuesday, but it wasn't everything about it. They were just more or less going about how the world is now being seen and they were kind of going through the analytics, but he had Chris Cuomo on and Candace Owens. You ever listen to Candace Owens?
She's amazing.
That bitch is a spitfire.
She's amazing.
Love her.
Yeah.
Chloe actually listened to it and I was like, what?
Is Chloe swinging the other way?
Mm-mm.
She swings our way?
Mm-hmm.
Does she?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that about her.
She just won't say certain things you do. But
I don't give a shit.
What's funny, because we listened to Andy Frisella, and I swear to God, we were on the way home, and we were listening to him, and she was fucking getting fired up, about to just fight people, and I'm like, babe. I'm in the car with you. Don't kill me now.
That's funny.
But no, she was listening to that, and she's like, "Why the fuck is it? Why is this going on? How could people be doing this?" And that was interesting. But no, it was interesting to listening to Patrick Bet David's podcast because they were talking about how things have gone so far one way, but now it is coming back, but not in the perceived way. You know how they were talking about the red wave a year ago, 2 years ago, whatever it was. Well, Thomas, whatever, I can't say his last name. I was saying it's Eisenhower or something like that, but it's not. I know that. But he was talking about the analytics, how people are starting to swing back because we've gone so far down this social structure of, oh, we're going to cancel you. We don't think you should, you don't align with these values. Well, you're canceled. Well, now it's coming to, dude, I don't give a shit if you want to cancel me because it's not going to affect me. You can't cancel me. It's not going to happen.
Right.
You know, it's, oh, you're canceled. Okay, Ann?
So?
What do you mean you're going to cancel me?
It's crazy.
That's what it's, and it's coming back out of that. I don't know, it's the pride's there.
It goes deeper than that, Kyle. It goes even deeper than that. Like, the left agenda has been pushed so hard for decades. Decades and decades and decades and decades. I mean, like, since before I was in school, they were infecting these children's minds in these delusions of like the delusion that's the classic. You can be whatever you want to be, yes, but you forget to tell them that you have to work your ass off.
Mm-hmm.
No one says that, right?
I agree with Mike Rowe. We need to bring trades back heavy
because we're gonna die. Need 'em. We're gonna die.
I almost bought his whiskey the other day to bring in.
I didn't know he had any.
Yeah, Noble.
I tried to get Mike Rowe to speak for us at an event.
Dude, if I could get him on this podcast, my dreams would so come true.
You got to work on it.
I don't know how to get a hold of him. I got to figure it out.
It's on his website. I did it.
Is it?
Yeah.
Fucking bet.
I already did it. I already tried to get a hold of him, and it was crickets.
I'll try again.
Yeah, we just got to stay on him hard. I didn't push that hard.
Mike Rowe is one of my inspirations. I grew up watching Dirty Jobs.
Did you?
Dude, I love Dirty Jobs. Some of the poop episodes I wasn't a fan of, but everything else I thought was cool.
Well, I, kind of going back to keeping on track here with the whole, the pride's been lost.
I think that comes with it, though, of the dirty jobs part, because he made the effort because he saw the loss of pride. But the people that he worked with or went to do the jobs for, they had pride in their work.
Let me give you an example.
And that was, what, 2000? That was like the mid-2000s.
Yeah. I'm going to give you an example. So the other night, I took my kids to school, and they were having this. This was on Friday night. They were doing this movie night, where you could pay and you watch a movie. I think what we watch, what the heck, what movie was that? Sonic or something? And no, it was Mario Brothers. Good little kids movies, great.
Dude, that movie is actually pretty good.
I enjoyed it.
It's a good swing back.
Yeah. Back to when things were better. But you pay money, you get pizza, you get a snack, you get you know, a drink, and you get like candy, something.
Yeah.
Whatever. And I'm sitting there watching all the kids. And I brought a folding chair. And I'm watching the kids, I'm watching the parents, and I'm watching how all of them are interacting.
Yeah.
And I sit down and I watch, and these dads, the leader, which should be, in my opinion, the leader of the family. Like, mm-hmm. That's our job as men, to protect and to lead our family to a prosperous position that we enjoy. And there was like three or four dudes that brought chairs like I did, but they brought like beach chairs. I was like, okay, whatever, that's what you have. But then
beach chairs a little more comfortable than folding chairs, to be honest.
They're too low. They're like this far off the ground.
Yeah, it's good for me.
Yeah, well, you're little. I'm not. So the point is that they take the chairs and they put them right up front.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, your dumbass is a man. You're the bigger of the two species. And you're going to park your big, fat ass in the front row and block all of you, of all the kids sitting on blankets all over the place.
Yeah.
Use your damn brain. What is wrong with you? And so one of the teachers had to go over to him and be like, I need you to move to the back. And I'm like, thank you. Like, how stupid are you?
I mean, it's a school event. It's there shouldn't be a problem with putting the kids up front and then you sit in the back.
Exactly. Because
they're not, it's not.
Exactly.
That's an organized event.
Yeah, well, no adult should have to tell another adult that there's kids sitting behind you, you need to move to the back.
Yeah.
Move your dumb. So anyway, there's this one particular family. I don't personally know them. I just see them at the schooling events, and they annoy me.
Yeah.
Now, they annoy me because of, I know how they live their lives. I don't even have to talk to them, and I know. I can see it. It's the way they dress, the way they talk, the walk.
Well, there's a, I don't know what you want to call it, not a theory, but more or less a, there's the words escaping me. Okay, I'm going to just say this. There's people that want to live their lives where they have the material things, and then there's the people that want to live their lives where they actually have the money in the bank.
I'm not even talking about that. I'm just talking about how they're the way they lie to themselves.
Well, but that comes with part of that personality.
Sure, it could. It could. It definitely could.
At least in the relativity of things.
Sure.
So, I'm having problems with words today.
That's unlike you. You're that tired. I am that. Like, literally, I just...
I have the energy. I just...
I'm beat. I'm gone. I'm so tired.
I'm going to have to fix that whistle. That was loud.
But this couple, I believe the woman's pregnant. It looked like she had a big old belly on her, which, whatever, I'm pregnant. But they brought four kids. They have four kids right now. And they all plop...
Repopulating the planet.
Yeah, they definitely are. And they're not populating with what I would call decency. So these four kids during the movie non-stop screaming, talking, yelling at the screen.
I would be
livid. Throwing candy. And you know what the parents are doing? They're sitting in their chairs and the kids are in front of them on a blanket. Now they're in the back, I give them that, but they're sitting there and they're smiling at the kids. Aren't they cute? Oh my god, that's so adorable. And I'm thinking to myself, you're a fuck. You know why you're a fuck? Because you have such delusion in your mind that you think that that's cute.
Yeah.
But you have no clue that those kids are in. I can't even hear the damn movie. They're so loud, and they've
they're only secluded to their bubble versus actually.
Well, it's not just that they've delusionized themselves so much that they think that that's cute. It's not cute. You just don't want to do anything about it because you're a lazy fuck.
Yeah.
And so there's no, like, okay, I'll give you a reason why I'm saying this. I am super prideful in my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Not because It's a delusion, and I think my kids are the best. Listen, we all have room to grow.
Yeah.
Myself included, my kids included. But when you put your daughter on a bus, like I did this morning, and the bus driver wouldn't pull away until she had something to say to me, and what she told me, she goes, your daughter is by far the best child I've ever had on a bus, and I've been driving buses for 20 years.
Yeah.
That's saying something. I literally walked away crying because it's like, I told her, I was like, we work really hard with her to train her and teach her the right way and to help her make good decisions and have some pride in what she does. And she does. When she draws and when she does schoolwork, she's like, Dad, I was the first one done. Dad, I got the best grades. Dad, I've gotten the best grades all year. I'm the best student in the room. I'm this, I'm that. And she takes pride in what she does. She cares. And it's like,
that is why I hate the term C's get degrees. I think is one of the number one drivers.
Well, that's that the whole has world.
Just taking it.
That's the world. That's the part of the world that everybody's doing now. They're like, well, whatever, I made it, right?
Yeah.
Like Gator was saying something to me earlier about what'd he say? He said something. Oh crap! What was it, Kyle? I can't remember.
I don't know. I had to disappear.
But it's like C's get degrees. You're right, and it's like there's no pride left in the world where people have tried to turn that whole pride conversation into a negative.
That was a black squirrel.
Who knew? What's up, dude?
Oh, no, it was just this way. It was just in the shadow.
I like the squirrels that are in Myrtle Beach. They're bandit squirrels. They're cool. They're really cool.
Flying squirrels are my spirit animal.
I identify as a flying squirrel.
I identify as a spider monkey.
Oh, man. But, yeah, so, you know, the lack of pride, and there are people still out there that do have a lot of pride. Like Andy Purcell is one of them, and people give him a hard time about being true to who he is and standing up for what he believes in. And the thing that he believes in is a better society.
Oh, 100%.
Not an agenda. That's not an agenda. There is the right way and there's the wrong way. And people will sit there and go, well, that's the way I feel. Well, you feel wrong.
I think people are allowed to have their feelings, but don't push your feelings on other people because they don't have to feel the same way. We're human.
But there is black and white.
There is, and that's where I go down the path. Okay, so I personally am not a huge religious or spiritual person, right? But there is a sense in our society of good and bad, evil and good, right? And there's strings where you pull on either one, you're going to get resistance either way. So if you pull on good, you're going to get a hint of bad. You know, so there's a fine balance of finding the equilibrium. And I think we need to stay as close to the equilibrium as possible versus going on these radicals, right? When you go on the radicals, you take the scale and you flip it back and forward too heavy versus trying to keep things balanced.
If you would just go back to Christianity, which is the basis of all Western civilization, and just not religion, but just the words that are written in the Bible.
Yeah.
If you just stuck to that basic, roughly that moral compass, not saying you need to praise God and all that, but just the basics of, you know, what, like Mormonism, right? Being Mormon, same thing. The basics of their religion is good.
Yeah, you treat others the way you want to be treated. And, right. And that sometimes can get a little tricky.
It is.
Because the way you want to be treated is not the way other people want to be treated. So it's treat people the way they would like to be treated more or less.
Yes and no, though, because then I'll go back to, well, you know, like, okay, there's a sign in my daughter's school, and it pisses me off. And it says, all are welcome.
Yeah.
That, and it's a big rainbow. So I know what they're going after. They're going after queers and gays.
There's a push on it.
So, but you can't say that because I'm not okay with a child molester. I'm not okay with a murderer. So you can't say all is welcome. You cannot. Yeah. You cannot. It's not okay. Child trafficking. Not okay.
Absolutely not.
Not okay. So this whole thing, okay, I saw another one the other day of two skeletons, and they're like, everyone's equal. Kyle, are you and I equal, buddy?
No.
We're not. You can jump in out of trucks better than I can.
I can jump in a lot of things a lot better than people can here.
Much better than I can. I'm not saying that I'm better. I'm saying we're not the same, and that's okay. We need to have variety, right? And everybody, it said five star in the back window.
Did it?
It wasn't bad, yeah. Man. I just get very, 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 very tired of people not going, look, these are my standards, and these are good standards, not lazy standards.
You have to set expectations.
Yeah, but you've got, like, what people will do is people will be like, the couple I was talking about in the gymnasium watching the movie, oh, my kid's cute. No, they're not. They're being little dicks. They're being dicks. So,
but also comes, you have to be able to stand up and say, no, they're actually not. You're making it very hard to watch the movie.
Yeah, and if I say something, I'm an asshole.
Do you deal with being the asshole, or do you just enjoy it or make it so it's enjoyable for others? Because then you might get the little applaud.
Yes, I'm not looking for an applaud. I just want people to think for themselves.
Sometimes you have to speak up for other people because not everybody's going to do it. It's like when you were in school. Mm-hmm. Right? When you were in school, did everybody raise a hand when they had the answer? Mm-mm. No, it's people didn't want to do that because you were afraid you're going to get picked on or you get laughed at if you got the wrong answer. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right? So that has then, you know, that's perspired through society or is spread through society. And then now people don't want to say anything because now they're afraid they're going to get pointed at and be like, you know, you're this, you're that, you're all these names. I don't feel like listing them because they're annoying, mm-hmm. you know, but it's also, like, I don't have a bone in my body where I want to hurt somebody or make somebody upset.
Right.
Right? Now, there are a few individuals that have made me upset and have betrayed me in the past, but I don't give the effort. Like, because Clay and I had this conversation yesterday. You know, she's like, you know, we've had people come in and out of our lives, and I'm like, I get it. And not everybody's going to be perfect. Mm-mm. You know, we've had friends that, like, she's having dealing with at work. The friends we used to think we had are now not our friends anymore because of betrayal. And I'm like, I'm not going to focus on the betrayal.
Just right?
I'm going to enjoy the part that I had with them that we enjoyed, you know, but then I have to write the rest of it off because me focusing on that negative aspect of the negative part that they've had in our life, uh-huh. all it's going to do is drag me down because that's all you're going to focus on.
Yep.
But if you focus on what's forward for you, that's what's going to make you better.
Well, because you're excited.
Exactly.
About opportunity.
I don't want to look at something behind me and go, man, that fucking sucked. That was stupid. Mm-hmm. You know, I have to look at, okay, well, what's going to be better? What's going to be next? What's going to be forward for me?
And that goes back to start at the finish line and work your way back,
mm-hmm.
which we've talked about in previous podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're going to lock this thing down. We got to get going.
Yeah, we got a little shot words on that one, too.
Yeah, well, the thing for me, the whole pride thing for me is massive because I take...
Because it's on every facet.
Yeah, and I take a lot of pride in what I do, how I speak, how I sometimes don't speak. Like that customer that was going off and I just let him vent.
Well, sometimes listening is the best in that scenario. Yeah. Listening is the best. Let them get everything out because then they're exhausted from what all they had to say.
Yep.
And then you start talking.
Yep. Yep. So... if you guys have something that you'd like to add to this, you know, hit us up with an email at hey@fastlane.com or fastlane.
Hey, fastlane@gmail.com. There you go.
Oh my God, dude. I am exhausted.
Go get yourself a coffee.
I need something. I am dying. I'm trying to get myself off coffee. So I'm sitting here drinking my water.
Yeah. You asked everybody want coffee and everybody was like, I'm good.
Yeah. Cause they already had it.
Yeah. George always has coffee. Justin always grabs Dunkin' by their house. Sam doesn't really drink coffee in the morning. Sam doesn't really actually drink coffee, I should say.
I don't know what his deal is.
Gavin probably had his energy drink.
I don't know. I didn't talk to Gavin.
I'm surprised your dad didn't want any.
Oh, he did. He just didn't do it. I don't know. Anyway, guys, thanks for joining us for another episode of Life in the Fast Lane. We hope you enjoyed this one. And I know it probably is a little too serious, but it's something that I think is if we can all put it together and have some more pride in what we do, I think the world will become a better place, and that's all we're after here. You know, that's why we do this podcast, is because it's meant to better people's lives and show a different perspective and maybe give you a reminder or two. With that said, have an awesome day. Don't forget to check out our social media pages. Just Google Mulchmate and find.
Check out Carson Coaching. Check out Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. Oh, crap. YouTube.
Oh, YouTube is a big one.
I have to do the Rolodex.
I know. The YouTube, I'm getting ready to release a YouTube video today. I've got to edit it real quick, but I have my headphones in my pocket, so I'm going to be able to knock that out real quick.
Dun, dun, dun.
So, all right, guys, have an awesome day. We'll catch you later.
Don't miss me too much.
Mulchmate.